From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. When it comes to dangerous habits, smoking is one of the toughest to quit. The latest numbers suggest nearly 500,000 people die from smoking every year in the U.S. alone. People use everything from gum and patches to hypnosis to try and avoid that fate. But a new study out of the University of Georgia says that social networks might also help curb addiction to smoking, partly because in our always online world, people can find support anytime they need it. Joe Pua is an assistant professor at the University of Georgia who conducted the study. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
So tell me what this study looked at.
So in this study, I examined several different social networking sites that catered to smoking cessation. And I found that active participation within these sites increases the level of social interconnectedness, and that in turn leads to greater self-efficacy to quit smoking and to maintain abstinence for a longer period of time.
Now, are we talking about Facebook and Twitter, stuff like that?
So these are sites that have similar features to a site like Facebook, but are specifically catering to health patients.
Do you think this proves, though, something about all social media?
I think that social media in general are able to increase the sense of people's social community. People are able to connect to other people with the same condition, but who may not live in the same geographical locations.
So what you're saying is sometimes virtual communities offer something that real life communities maybe don't.
Yes. In terms of virtual communities, we can use them anytime we want. So we can log in 24/7 a day. It's become a world in which we're constantly connected to the internet. And so it creates the sense of social interconnectedness with others who are maybe not in our immediate social circle, but whom we can depend on.
Dr. Joe Pua is an assistant professor at the University of Georgia and conducted a study involving medical social media websites and the efforts to quit smoking by people who use them. Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.